2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? You could be with Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run the big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like an electric blanket, microwave, RV air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, this new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas, ever. Over 150,000 Americans trust Patriot Power Generators. Go to 4patriots.com/VTTGW to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free.
With us today, we got Joe, Trigger Joe Britson.
All right, let's go.
Boom! To try to get a matchup with Ngannou. Oh! Out goes the win!
This is just a fist. When I start throwing it around, I can leave one hell of a mess. Let's dance.
Multiple occasions. Wow. But it looks like they're going to swing to the very end.
And he wasn't kidding.
Wow.
It's very rare.
What a finish.
Another one.
It really poses the question, what do you want to do? Do you want to take a chance and risk getting knocked out?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Trying to take care of business, trying to get to
It's a knockout!
Oh my
It's a knockout!
God.
And he's closing it! Trying to finish it! Hit it's over!
Because I'm going to take this foot, and I'm going to whop you on that side of your face. There's not a goddamn thing you can do about it.
Brock is brought to you by Modelo!
And oh, we have a new nickname. Okay, we have William Send It Seven Pearson. All right, other than that, we used to call him Willie Pete. We used to call him the Mad Russian.
Bobby, I think you've had enough. Noah, now you've had enough,
bitch.
Wow, how good is this?
Finish him!
Another one.
Everybody gets triggered. It's just if you become a pansy. That's in the Book of Roll.
I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
You called down the thunder. Well, now you got it.
Gotta be very careful.
What's up, Trash Talkers? What's going on, Grunt Workstation? We are live with your UFC 300 fight predictions.
Let's go.
Now, again, we switched the shows to Saturday mornings during non-football time because, you know, we give you guys something to watch Saturday morning, right? Otherwise, we're watching game day, betting on college games, all right? But this is a betting show, all right?
You know it.
Big girl, all right? Four Patriots,
10th Mountain Whiskey, and of course my two experts, BTT's Trigger Joe and BTT Send It Seven. Now, you notice I said two experts, right? And again, one is not here. And we have some news to break to you that the reason why BTT Send It Seven Pearson is not showing up today is on your screen, right? So if you zoom in there, you will notice that a Command Sergeant Major, E9, DUI, released to unit. And we pray for BTT Senate 7 that he can recover from this unfortunate incident. And it turns out he was drinking because he is no longer the champ. The one holding the belt is the champ. Let's go to that scorecard real quick, if we can, from our producer in the back. All right, as you can see, I am leading this year with 15 points. All right, Trigger Joe is definitely at 5. While
Why not make it 100?
Trigger Joe is at 5, while Senate 7 is at 1. And again, that is why he has felt like went down depression lane and was at, you know.
Somebody didn't edit my score.
Yeah, well, no, he did. He just put 2 and 1 because that's what you got last week.
Last week.
Okay, yeah.
I got it.
So anyways, those of you watching for the first time, all right, I give these guys a fight the day prior to the show that they have to pick for points. And they get a max of 3 points. So they have been struggling as of late, just like my bank account, Joe. All right. So, like, we gotta get a win in here one of these days.
Can I caveat when you're done?
You can. But as you can see, I've been perfect all year. Every fight I pick goes 3 for 3. But they go the fighter, the round, and how it's going to end. All right. And usually these guys are pretty good at it, but Vegas is having a great start to this quarter. But all right, caveat, Joe. What's going on? All right,
listen, for the amount of time I've been picking UFC, 2024 is no doubt my worst. It has been the most banana year for upsets. As of last week, 60% of the upsets were in the main event. I mean, so 60% of the underdogs won in the main event. There's been some of the wildest stoppages, but I have dialed it in and I have summoned the kid who would walk up to Blockbuster and rent the UFC one that was in an Alabama high school gym and watch it over and over and over again. And I'm not overstudying these fights. I'm going back to the basics. We're going to get this one right. It's going to be like Gaethje against Khabib the night of my 9-fight parlay that got this whole thing started. So that's where we're going for 300.
Nice. Yeah, and so seeing as we are on a downturn of gambling, again, that's our disclaimer. this is a gambling show, right? If you don't have the money to lose, don't bet it, right? So now I have to decrease the size of my bets because unlike what your intuition tells you to when you're down, bet more. That is the exact opposite of what you should do. All right, start clawing your way back, all right, inch by inch, all right, and then get going again. But if you don't have money, do not gamble. All right. Just stay away from it. But like I said, seeing as we are struggling on the gambling thing, we do sell shirts. Okay. Shop.veterantrashtalk.com. I got one of the OGs, Veteran Trash Talk Dumpster Fire. All right. Which is one of our best ones. And then we got Born to Kill. All right. Which you see the champ Trigger Joe is wearing. Show it again.
Last time I wore this shirt, we went to the home of Anheuser-Busch before they went woke and went broke and came back. Everybody deserves a second chance.
Yeah, now Bud Light sponsoring UFC.
Oh, yeah. Well, Dana White's partnered with them, so they're going to make a comeback. But, last time I wore this shirt, we were in St. Louis. Loved it so much. A buddy of mine that's a veteran down in North Carolina actually stole my original. So the big girl was kind enough to send me out a newbie. And, man, I love these shirts.
Yeah, that's one of our Gruntworks designs. So if you are watching on Gruntworks, Better Trash Talk Gruntworks, we own it all. All right, so
it is an entity of itself.
Go on there and promote it. So Gruntworks was kind of dying, all right, because it was run by a Marine. So it's kind of going downhill. Yeah, I can see the middle finger there, Baker. All right, so it's some Army guys had to revive it. Yeah, right? So we bought it, cleaned it up a little bit. Right, and now we're rocking and rolling with it. It's facts, Chris. All right.
It was just an empty house with a kid living in it, and we took him. That kid's name is the Baker. We took him with us.
Like, And now it's like, you know, you only need 10% truth, and I got about 60 there. So it's like triple stamp and double stamp. Like, I just did it, right? He said, Lloyd says you can't do it. We did it. All right. Can we get into some fights? Can we get into some fights?
Nah, dude, I'm clamoring for it.
Yeah, but all right. Let's get to the fights. And thanks for watching. Again, if you are watching, we do have a YouTube channel. It is live on there. YouTube hates when we do things because we're veterans and we say things like shit and fuck. Right, so they get all pissy. But go there, subscribe, follow it, all that great stuff. Okay, UFC 300. And I'm looking really, really forward to this card because I, who don't know shit about UFC, am starting to learn a lot about it. But I actually know pretty much every fighter on this card because we've been doing this for 2 years. So this is exciting where I'm getting to that point where I can look at a main event card and go, hey, I know like eight of these guys. I'm watching it. Yeah. I watch it anyways because Joe makes me lose all my damn money this quarter on it. Okay.
You'll be singing a different tune Sunday morning.
I hope so because we did change the show to have the Big Earl's four-legger, which is supposed to be kind of like, yeah, they're kind of easy. Maybe pay it out plus 400.
Should have just bet on my points pick. Bohemondes by TKO last week.
I do bet on your points picks. That's why I still have some money left. Yeah. All right. Okay.
Boy, Bill was lucky to eke out a point last week, man. That Morono fight was a snooze fest. Yeah. God, all right, boy.
Jeremy Daniels is present like always. What's up, buddy? Okay. We start off with a middleweight fight. And this one, man, when I was researching this at Bo Nickel coming in at 5-0 and Cody Brundage at 10-5, I looked at the odds. And I don't know if this is a misprint, but one of them is a minus 2,000 favorite.
He's been bet down to 1,600.
1,600. So I know from previous shows that everybody says Bo Nickel's this up-and-coming murderer, okay? Murderer. Like, he can't lose to be minus 2,000 against a guy with 15 professional fights. But again, I don't like picking any fights with two frat boys fighting. All right? We got Bo and Cody. I mean, what is this shit? All right? It sounds like I'm at
a Where's JT park. And Lance? Yeah. You guys going to go catch a wave later? Yeah.
Is this a boy band? So I'm going to go Bo Nickel, all right, with open hand palm slap KO, second round. All right, champ, seeing as Bill's not here, what do you got?
All right, this is pretty much guaranteed, knock on wood. It'd be the upset of the century since Matt Serra knocked out George St. Pierre if Cody Brundage could pull this off, but he's not going to be able to. The kids nowadays like to throw that fumbled the bag, or that's the new thing when somebody screws up an opportunity. Bo Nickel is the kind of guy that does not fumble the bag. Like you could tell coming in, there was none of that. Who's this new guy getting all this smoke? All the old school fighters respect him. You know, you never catch anybody saying a bad word about him. The guy does everything right. He's got the supreme skill set. Cody Brundage is a tomato can, doesn't really even belong on this card. And, I think Bo Nickel knocks him out with a straight left hand in round two.
Very nice.
If he doesn't, he subs him. But he is on the four-legger, but you've got to have the double chance prop because that's the only way I'm betting him is by sub or TKO.
Sometimes it's okay to make $10, Joe. Just saying. All
right. Well, you can bet a money line, but, you know, $1,600 isn't going to get you one.
Yeah, so those of you who don't understand betting odds, that's how that works. You literally got to bet. Well, on the app I was on, you got to bet $2,000 to win $1. So yeah, good luck with that. All right, let's go to the next one. And I'm looking forward to this one. ESPN was just doing a special.
Let's go, baby.
Charles.
Let's go.
Oliveira coming in at 34-9 versus Sarukian. All right, Armand Sarukian at 21-3. Now, Oliveira, I apparently had a bunch of problems as a kid. I was just watching this on ESPN. Like, he had something, an immune disease that was attacking all the healthy parts of his body, a heart murmur, all kinds of stuff. And he wasn't from a country that had the best of health care. All right? So, you know, what he's done, he's come out of, he fights like it. And now that I know that story and watched him fight, I've always liked Charles. Plus, he's named after my father, okay? Or they have the same name. I don't think he was named after Chuck Cottrell. But it's fine. We're gonna go with it because I like it. But I'm going Charles with a daddy spanking of Armin, all right, in the first round. All right, we're going to go submission by spanking. He's tapping, all right? Joe, do you see a spanking by Charles?
Bro, you're 2 for 2 on your first picks. Listen, the disrespect. I love the fact that Charles Oliveira is the underdog, and here's the kicker. So does he. This kid, Sarukian, great prospect. But every time they've tested Oliveira, other than the Islam fight, which I'm gonna call that an anomaly, but Gaethje was tearing through the division. They gave him Gaethje. Justin Gaethje said, "I've never been hit harder by anyone in my life. And when Charles hit me, it changed something that I've never been able to fix in my jaw." That's Justin Gaethje talking, who's fought everyone. Finishes Dustin Poirier, finishes Michael Chandler. All these guys don't get finished like that. So I don't think Sarukian's ready. I think Sarukian's going to try and shoot a blast double leg after getting teed up on the striking, because Charles has really crisp boxing and a great straight right. I think that Sarukian's going to go to use his wrestling, and Charles is going to say, bring it. He's going to sink that guillotine in, and it's going to be over. I got Charles Oliveira by first-round submission in a big upset. Actually, it's not an upset to me. I think Charles Oliveira is a first-ballot Hall of Famer. He will be, and he was untouchable until Islam took his belt, and now they act like this kid should be the favorite. And that's how Vegas gets you. A lot of times they're giving the favorite to the guy they want you to bet on. Okay, they don't want you to bet on Charles Oliveira because they know how dangerous he is, and Sarukian's going to sink into that guillotine perfectly like most wrestlers do.
Very nice. There you have it, fight fans. And again, I have noticed the trend over the past couple of years of starting to watch UFC is where these old champions, these old classy guys, they come in and they go on like a 5-6 fight tear, you know, when everybody's writing them off. It's like, hey, don't forget who I am, right? Like, and it's like, I still got it. Maybe he had a bad year, you know, and it's like maybe he had something going on in his life, and now he's recentered, refocused, and he's champion, right? So it is what it is. All right, let's go to the third fight of the night. Now, hey, this fight costs about $79.99 if you're buying it by yourself. Joe, do you recommend or not?
Yeah, if you're going to buy a fight, buy this one.
There you go. There you have it. UFC, you'll be
make ESPN bundled like ESPN Plus for a year for free or something. Call them up.
Yeah.
Like Nick or myself would, and be like, hey, you want me to pay $80, man? I want Plus for a year. We'll do it.
You get ESPN Plus, and I think you get Disney Plus with it too. But I mean, I know easy, bro, Vance. I said Disney Plus. All right. They still got the movie The Rookie on there, and it makes me cheer up every goddamn time. So I watch it. All right. Yeah. So. That's what happened.
Your dad is going to be a Major League Baseball player. Oh, okay, I'm not crying. You're crying.
See, you knew exactly what part I'm talking about.
We're athletes. I may not have gone as high as you, but I know.
You tell me right now, Jimmy Morris.
Your dad is going to be a Major League Baseball player.
Yeah,
man. That gets me. That's like, hey, Dad, can we have a catch from Field of Dreams? I'm not crying. I got soap in my eyes.
Forget about it. All right. Okay. All right. It's the light. Let's get back to man stuff because men don't cry.
Yeah, I'm gonna go fix an engine and eat a steak.
Yeah. we got a lightweight fight coming up, and this is a good one because this is for the BMF
title. BMF title.
All right, which those of you don't understand is the bad motherfucker belt. Is there a reason? Does every weight class have a BMF, or is it just lightweight?
Negative. A lot of fighters have a problem with this belt because it doesn't extend to different weight classes. And I got a feeling this thing's either going to go away or we're going to see what you just said. And there's going to be a BMF for every class. It's going to be like the WWE Intercontinental title. You like them, but you're not buying a poster of them.
Right.
Did I go too far? All right. No,
not really. These are the guys.
Dana White kind of created this.
Money.
Yeah. Yep. This was created because of Jorge Masvidal's knee on Ben Askren. And Nate Diaz submitting Conor McGregor. There was all the smoke on these two guys, and Dana White created a belt out of thin air. So a lot of guys have a problem with it. I like it. That makes this fight a 5-rounder, too.
Yeah. And so, anyways, I am a huge Max Holloway fan because I've met Max Holloway when we were in Hawaii, and he was, like, one of the nicest people on the planet.
Solid guy.
For being one of the most ruthless people on the planet. So, like, it was really cool how awesome he was to veterans and how awesome he was to, like, all the families there. Because these guys, I get it. It's their image. But they don't have to be that nice, right? They don't have to go out of their way to do some of that stuff. And so big shout-out to Max. And I'm sure Justin Gaethje's the same way. But just haven't had a chance to run into him. But Gaethje coming in at 26-4, and Max coming in at 25-7. Now, this happens to be BTT Senate 7's point pick. All right.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, and he's he going hates you for this one. I know, and he's going for a 2-pointer, and he's saying Max Holloway by decision. All right.
I can't believe it. I can't believe he did it.
Max Holloway by decision. I'm not even going to pick this one. What do you think, Joe?
I can't believe he did it. All right, you've got to look. A lot of people, you know, once again, Vegas makes Gaethje the favorite. Why? Because Gaethje's so violent. Gaethje's so entertaining. He's on a winning streak. Okay, but there's a big zero in Max's record, and it's right near a really important stat. How many times he's been knocked out? Zero. For a guy that throws 7.17 significant strikes a minute, which Max does. Okay, Gaethje's reach is going to be an advantage here because he's got about a 4-inch reach. No, I'm sorry, 1-inch, never mind. Reach is out the window. I thought that said 66. This is a style that does not jive well with Justin Gaethje, a guy that won't go away, that won't stop throwing, and that is a very accurate striker. Max, he hits people. So I think that if Gaethje doesn't get him out of there, there's no way he's going to be able to match Max's strikes 3 out of 5 rounds. I don't see it. So I actually have Max in an upset winning a split decision, and I just can't believe Bill picked the same thing. He must see it exactly the same way I do, that Max is going to outstrike him. There's going to be blood. They're both going to have their moments. I think maybe even Gaethje wobbles him early, and Max recovers and wins rounds 3, 4, and 5 and walks away with the belt and a split. And Max Holloway is another Hall of Famer and maybe the greatest featherweight who's ever lived.
All right, let's go for conspiracy points here, Joe. Who would Dana White rather have the belt?
Oh, I don't think he's got a favorite. I don't think he's got a favorite here. Both guys market themselves well. Both guys got a huge following. With either guy, he's not going to lose money, and that's all Dana White cares about.
Yep. So it could be fight of the night, huh?
He cares about his fighters. He's not the ruthless prick that everybody makes him out to be. But yes, this absolutely could be fight of the century. Could be the best fight the UFC's ever put on.
Wow.
And I imagine it to be a phenomenal fight to where, if this was the main event of the card and the next two fights didn't happen, you'd still be happy with paying what you pay because of how many champions are littered on the prelims. Former champions.
Very nice. I did see that on the prelims. I didn't go into it, but I was like, hey, I recognize a lot of these names on the prelims too. Like,
what? The first fight of the night could be a main event of a fight night. But it's the greatest card ever assembled.
Nice. Greatest card ever assembled. Tag that. Okay. All right, let's get into it. Actually, let's not get into it yet. All right, before we get into the co-main, you see that little QR code up there? All right, that's to be a subscriber to Veteran Trash Talk. All right, go ahead and do it. You get a button out of it, a little talkie button. It's got 12 veteran sayings on it. And then you get a discount on our shirts every month. Plus, you help support our mission. Every single dime of a subscription goes to a paid boosted ad on Facebook for one of the veteran businesses we are promoting that week. All right, so please go subscribe and help our veteran and first responder businesses out. Again, every single dime goes to that. And then Four Patriots is where we get our dimes. All right. Four Patriots gives us money. They partner with us because they love our mission. See it scrolling across the screen. If you're into outdoor survival stuff, all right, they are, or just being prepared for a disaster. It's not just for preppers. All right. If you like to go hunting, fishing, anything like that, or camping, and you want to do, you know, stuff that's better for the environment, Four Patriots has your stuff. So go to fourpatriots.com. All right. /VTTGW. Damien, we'll get into the Masters picks in a second. That's how I was going to end the show. You stay on topic, all right? I know Damien, he was my left tackle when I was a quarterback, but guess what? I was left-handed, so you didn't matter, all right? The right tackle was more important to me, okay? So just get over it. Okay, we got a women's straw title fight coming up for the co-main. And we got China, all right, versus China. Jang. We got Zhang Weilai, 24-3 versus Yan. All right, coming in at 17-3. I got no freaking idea how the Premier of China is going to handle this fight. So I'm going draw. All right, Joe, do you see a draw on this?
No, not at all.
I think both of them are terrified. All right, so who does the Premier want?
Oh, bro, Weili Zhang. They want Zhang to hold that belt for 10 years. I think I've read somewhere that Trump's already tweeted out that he'll be getting a hot dog during this fight. I've got Zhang the whole way. I want to say Zhenan. Really tough, and I just don't see it. I haven't seen enough from her, and I've seen what Zhang does in there. She's all business. She's with Team Alpha Male. She's a bully of a wrestler. You're gonna have to knock her out. And since Rose hit the kick heard around the world, she hasn't even been in trouble once, and she's finished two of her last three, I believe. But Zhang's not losing the belt tonight. I've got her winning a unanimous decision in domination, but I wouldn't be surprised to see her win by submission either.
Nice. Damien
or ground and pound TKO.
Damien says $50 on the Asian chick. Yeah, you're gonna win.
That's a pretty solid pick.
That's an ultimate hedge. All right.
Yeah. I hear that's where the sharps are leaning.
Yeah. And then David Gray, the artilleryman. All right, at least one of you showed up.
Boo.
All right. Yeah. Good morning, ladies. Well, you're welcome that even as a lady, we're still better than you. All right. Because the queen of battle can go everywhere. And speaking of ladies, if you don't.
That's us on the chessboard.
Bro, I saw a video that, like I said, normally I don't get broken on the internet when I see something and start like laughing my ass off. Like, they're, you know, the Lynyrd Skynyrd, and Lord knows I can change. All right. There's a wrestling skit. I'll share the video with you guys afterwards, where this girl slaps him, right? It's WWF type thing, you know? And he like looks at her like he's going to beat her, and he runs out of the ring, goes and changes into a woman, and then beats her. I was like, you broke the internet. All right.
Anyways,
that being said, we'll get political really quick.
You know how important feelings are.
It's not even political. It's just, again, if you support transgender athletes competing in other sports, fuck you. All right. Okay.
Yep.
Let's go. Let's go. Yep. All right. Let's go to the main event. All right. You're an asshole. All right. We got a lightweight fight for the title. All right. Alex Pereira. All right. Coming in at
9-2.
All right. Versus my guy, Jamalala Hill. All right. Every time this guy's on the fight card, I'm picking him to win. He's going to win. All right. So Jamalala Hill, he does not lose except for the one time, but I wasn't there. I didn't see it. Okay. But this happens to be BTT's Trigger Joe's point pick. All right. So who do we got in the main event?
Oh, man. You sent me this and I said, thank you.
Really? It's pretty close.
This one is actually going to be in my parlay, but not for a fighter pick reason. For some reason, we're getting really good money on this fight not to start round four, and it's not going to. It's not going to. I have Poetan, Alex Pereira, and that is in Portuguese, Hands of Stone. And I'm going to tell you why. I like Jamal Hill. He's from Flint, Michigan. Would love to see him win the belt. I just don't think that, you know, he's coming back from a ruptured Achilles. If you play in the NFL, otherwise known as a death sentence. One of the nastiest below-the-knee injuries you can have. And I think it might be too early for a guy that throws 80-mile-an-hour low kicks anywhere he wants. And if you've ever seen Alex Pereira low kick, his low kick is the consensus opinion, greatest low kick in the UFC, because he doesn't move from the waist up. He doesn't telegraph it. He doesn't flinch. He sets traps. And Jamal Hill, we know he's got that overhand right. He does box southpaw, but he switches a lot. So he really should be considered a switch stance fighter. More than southpaw, but I see Pereira beating up his lead leg with low kicks, and I see him checking an overhand and landing that same left hook that knocked out Sean Strickland on Pereira, wobbling him and finishing him off with a straight right in round number three. I've got Pereira by knockout.
Ooh, Pereira by knockout. All right. All right, let's get to the best part of the show, where we talk about how I'm going to lose another $75, all right, which has been the trend, Joe, which has been the trend, okay? But let's, hey, maybe we're going to break it. So I'm down a total of 150 bones this year, all right, which is not a good start. We need the NFL season to get going so I can start breaking some money. But anyways, the way I'm down 150 on the way what we're tracking here, all right? However, like I always tell you how to bet. Everything that Joe just said in those last five fights, all right? Pick one of those fights where he picks a winner, all right? And just bet on that winner, all right? Just bet a little bit of money on that winner, bet a little bit of money on another winner. All right, if they lock something on their page, which I hope to post it on their page, just go to Trigger Joe and then go to Set at 7, all right? Put a little bit of money on the individual fights that kind of help you get if you lose the parlay, all right? At least you didn't go full retard and lose all your money. So do some of that. But we call this the Big Earl's four-legger, all right, which is supposed to be, all right, pretty solid bets that, you know, you don't win a lot, but you're probably not going to lose. All right, so let's see if Joe can hit, all right, the Big Earl four-legger. All right, what do you got?
All right, I'm going with your theory of sometimes it's okay to win 10 bucks.
Better to get kicked in the nuts. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're starting off with Kayla Harrison. She's coming in fighting Holly Holm on the prelims, not the early prelims, pretty much the middle of the card. I don't see Holly Holm winning this fight. I think she's going to try and stand up and use her boxing, and Kayla's eventually going to get her takedown and win the fight. So she's minus 475, but hey, throw her in there. I can't count on picking her to finish, so got to take her money line. Then I got Bo Nickel by finish. So either by TKO or sub.
All right.
Then I got Zhang. Wei Lei. Right. And then I got Alex Pereira and Jamahal Hill to either go under the distance or not start round four.
All right. So depending on your betting app. All right.
Which minus FanDuel and all of those prompts you get.
Usually those five fighters are over under 3.5, right? So what does it say on the sports books today? What's the under on the fight?
The over under on Alex Pereira, Jamahal Hill is 1.5. So they're trying to get slick with you and make it, you know, because that's really tricky. Oh, it could very well end right there in round two. So I'm picking it to not start round four, which is minus 165 right now, and I'll take it.
That's not bad. Nice. Yeah. Okay, so you have.
So I don't know what this pays out because I don't have FanDuel in front of me. I've got ESPN, but it won't pay out as much as some of the ones I've been picking. But
yeah,
well,
get on the winning track. Yep. All right, and take a flyer. Speaking of flyers, what we have designed for the better, Joe, is to take a flyer on BTT Send It 7's six-legger, all right? As we call it, the Baker's six-legger. So throw 10, 15 bucks on a six-legger, but it's going to be more risky, all right? And, you know, try to hit one of those.
What is his six-legger?
He did not send it to me because, again, I know Tanner Port's watching now. I think you need to call your boy, all right, Tanner? And so is David Gray. They're all intertwined in the artillery field. Okay, so call your boy and watch the beginning of the show, Tanner, because we showed a documentation of something that we think is Send It 7. All right, we don't know for sure, but we just think it is. All right, not saying where it is. We don't give him trouble, but I want to give the boy a call. So hopefully he puts it on his page. All right,
not in custody.
Yeah. Hey, Baker, did we were able to get odds on that or no? Or is it too late? Are we dead air? Because we got the champ right there. No, went too fast. Son of a bitch. All right.
Okay.
Do it again. All right. Harrison. All right. In the prelims.
Kayla Harrison over Holly Holm.
Bo Nickel.
By finish.
By TKO. By finish. All right. And then you got Jang. All right.
Waylay in the girl fight.
And then the under of the main event. While you're doing that, you should pull up the Masher scorecard so we can talk about something. You had one. Well, you had about 10 jobs today, but you had one fucking job in the last 5 minutes. All right. So you got to segment what your responsibility for. But anyways, we call him the Baker. He used to be responsible for Gruntworks, which is why we bought it. All right. The Marine screwing everything up again. So it just is what it is. But as you can see, he's working through it. All right. And he's on. Is this on FanDuel? Just in case they want to sponsor.
No, he's not, because it didn't give him the double chance option, but he took nickel by sub. But that's fine because it'll be either similar.
Either way. All right. So what does $75 get you on that bad boy?
Wow. See, the under four rounds, it will pay out much better than not going the distance. So
right,
that's fine, though.
All right. So the big Earl's four-legger pays what? 75 pays out plus 202. So yeah, again, not the greatest odds for a parlay, but guess what? $226 payout is better than jack shit.
All right? So you get back 225 on 75, right?
Yeah. I mean, if it hits, you know, so it is what it is.
It's going to hit.
Yeah, it's going. Got to think positive, dude. All right, now let's go to what one of our fans, all right, Damien was asking for, all right, which is the Masters. Because today is Saturday, and anybody who watches golf knows that Saturday at the Masters is known as Moving Day. And the reason they call it Moving Day is because that course is a brutally hard course. And if you get to be in the make the cut and you play in those morning rounds, all right, they say that the course is slightly in the morning. It has the greens firm up and all that stuff later on in the day, right? Like, it's Moving Day for those guys that are at the bottom of the scorecard. But if you want my betting advice, and I'm going to post this, all right, on BTT's Big Girls page, because I made this bet a couple of days ago, all right? So I'm just saying, I bet on four horses, okay?
Bryson DeChambeau?
I bet on Max Homa, all right? I bet on Scottie Scheffler, all right? I bet on Cameron Young, who resides in El Paso, down there in Tyfrey. And then I bet on somebody who didn't make the freaking cut. Okay? So we don't have to talk about that guy. But that little guy, we'll worry about that. All right? So
I wouldn't worry about that little guy.
I put 10 bucks on each of these dudes. All right, Scottie Scheffler only pays $35 back because he's a big-time favorite. He's the greatest golfer in the world right now. But Max Homa is paying very, very nice on the $10. Now, you're not going to see that bet unless you went 2 days ago. He's a favorite now. But he was plus 1,600. All right, to win this. All right, so I got him at 10 bucks. And no, that's the current odds. So he was much, much, much heavier underdog before he decided to fire a 6-under 2 rounds back. All right, so here we have it. I am going. All right, I think Scotty is going to take it. All right, because he is the best golfer in the world. He's won that tournament twice. All right, so Scotty Scheffler. However, the only thing that can stop Scotty is his pregnant wife. Right?
Or Bryson DeChambeau.
No, Bryson will fold. All right. I've got so Bryson will fold. It just is what
I think
is.
He pulls it together between the ears.
I just don't think he got it. All right. That course, dude, that does dangerous things to you.
Yeah. Right? And you're ugly.
Speaking of dangerous things, I know you guys probably don't like golf that much. I know Tanner does. I know Joe Redden does, who's watching. But somebody asked Brooks
Koepka. I like it.
Brooks Koepka in an interview. And says, is 59 possible on this course? All right. So those of you who understand, 59 is a prestigious club to get into. All right. You break 60. All right. You're in the Hall of Fame, right? Brooks Koepka looks up at this reporter and says, have you ever played this course? And the reporter goes, no. And he goes, I can tell. No, you clown. All right.
Shut up, asshole.
No. Like there's literally holes. That's why everybody watches the Masters. Even like every golf.
He hit him with a verbal pie face. Like yeah, just stand there with your mic and look dumb.
Yeah, we know Ricky Fowler won the par three. Those watching, but there are holes on this golf course where if you don't put it to the exact spot in the fairway, you're lucky to par the hole. If you don't
pay and pay dearly.
If you don't put it on the right part of the green, a two putt is great. Right. And like we're talking about pros who, when they leg putt, a leg putt means getting it close to the hole. right? Like, when they leg put on a normal tournament, they're within a foot to 6 inches every damn time. All right? Like, this one, like, they're praying for a two-putt on some of these greens, right? It's nasty. So, anyways, love watching it. Well, Tiger cracked the top 10, Joe. He's there. I mean, he's healthy. He looks like he's walking. We'll see in the third and fourth round because Tiger had the greatest swing that we've seen, the fastest and hardest, right? Be that controlled and hit the ball that far. Tiger, okay, his strength was always how great shape he was in. And in the third and fourth rounds, when everybody else was tired, he was still locked in and just going nuts because he was in shape, right? So I think he's in shape. And I think he's going to – I think obviously it would be dumb to say he can't crack the top 10. But he going to get there. But anyways, I got to get going, guys. I had, like I said, off the air, my daughters right now are absolutely destroying it in track. My oldest has qualified for regionals, which in the state of Texas is a lot of people. It's one of the top three sports states in the freaking country. All right, you got California, you got Texas, and you got Florida. All right, yep. She, as a freshman, is qualified for the 5A 400 meter. The high jump, she broke her PR yesterday and qualified for regionals in the high jump, which she wasn't expecting to do. So, freaking way to go. And then her 4x4 team, all right, did very, very well. Took second in area, and they qualified for regionals. So,
go get them, again,
right away, this is good for anybody watching, adult or kid. All right away, the negativity starts. Oh, man, regionals, did you see the times of those girls going to regionals? Yeah, you're going to the second best part of the state tournament. Right, the regional. If you take top two in regionals, you go to state. Right, you're not running against your local district anymore. Right, these are all horses that are running fast as hell. And guess what? It doesn't matter what you did in district. It doesn't matter what you did in regionals. You running. All right, it's game day. All right, get down there and go run your best. Go jump as high as you can.
Wait till you see what kind of time she posts when she's got somebody on her hip the whole time.
Yep. And
you'll find out. It's good for her at this age.
That poor thing got a real bad cold for the district meet and area. She's still recovering from it yesterday. Like, so she's like, "Dad, my time was a little slower." I was like, yeah, kind of hard to run when you're sick, right? So it's like, yeah, you're going to get over it. I think you got sick at the right time because you should be healthy. And then Caitlin, my youngest, she's about to go dominate.
She's long distance, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, she's got that kind of build and that kind of stride. But again, she's an athlete. She can do whatever she wants.
Long distance is way harder than sprints. I love sprints, they're short.
Well, running sucks, right? Everybody's like, "Why do you run so fast, Nick?" And I was like, "Because I hate it." Like, so, and Joe's gone. All right, so we don't need Joe anymore. Joe, go F himself. All right, he doesn't want to hang out with the big girl, but I'll hang out with you guys. Anyways, I'll close it out this way. Don't worry about coming back on, Joe. We love you. All right, check out his page. Go to Gold Star Teen Adventures. That's BTT Senate 7's top nonprofit to donate to. Again, they win awards all the time for most amount of money going to people. my brother just yelled at me for watching. Well, he's probably pissed because he bets with us. And just like me, we're getting our freaking ass whipped this quarter. That's why he's mad. Masters is on. Let's get after it. I have to go to a track meet. Can't watch the Masters till the leaders tee off. I'm the big girl. All right, we have no trash talk hour today. We canceled it, all right, for the Masters. All right, no, not for the Masters, but we do have life going on, and life in a good way. All of the hosts have really something awesome going on, and the producer has something awesome going on. It's Dad's birthday. So just, hang out with us, and we can't do a show today, but we will be back next week, and we will do a trash talk hour then. That being said, make sure you go to VTT Official, all right, and join that group as well. That's more of the support side of the group. And those of you on VTT Official watching this, if you are, whenever you get mad at VTT's big girl on that, guess what? That's my fucking page. Okay? So, like, if I tag everybody in it, it's because it's mine. All right? And so if you don't like it, I can leave. All right? Don't need you. We got 4 Patriots. They give us money. All right? So go to 4patriots.com/VTTGW or 4patriots.com/BTT. All right? You get either the generator discount or you'll get the 3-month food supply discount. All right. We will see you guys next week. This is a food warning.
The UN warns of an unprecedented global hunger crisis. In fact, it's predicted by 2030 that 800 million folks will struggle to feed their families, which means two dangerous things for you. Number one, higher prices at the grocery store. Number two, less food available. And when panic strikes, it will be chaos, making it even harder to get the food your family needs to survive. That's why it's vital, more than ever, to have a survival food stockpile. Introducing the deluxe 3-month survival food kit from Four Patriots. It has 688 servings of meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with delicious recipes like pancakes, mac and cheese, Aztec chili, and potato soup. They've even got spaghetti and lasagna. This isn't your typical survival food, and over 200,000 smart Americans agree. This is survival food that actually tastes good. But best of all, it's designed to last up to 25 years. You can stash it away and be confident that when a disaster strikes, you and your family will be ready. Go to 4patriots.com/VTT to get the deluxe 3-month survival food kit and the peace of mind you deserve.